Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 15:50 to 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50 to 58. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. My theme for reflection is victory over death and strength for the living. Victory over death, strength for the living. Now let me begin this reflection with something simple. Have you ever noticed how we avoid talking about death until we absolutely have to? We laugh, scroll, watch, distract ourselves, anything to keep the thought away. One might say, quite humorously, that modern people can plan a holiday better than they can face eternity. Yet, deep down, we all know life is fragile, time is fleeting, and something in us longs for more than this passing world. When Paul the Apostle writes to the Corinthians, he speaks into a culture not unlike ours, busy, philosophical, distracted and yet quietly haunted by mortality. Corinth was full of ideas about the body, the soul, and the afterlife, but many struggled to believe in a bodily resurrection. And so Paul brings his argument to a powerful climax. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, as we are now perishable, fragile, and dying, we cannot produce the life we truly need. And that is where despair often begins in our modern world. When life is reduced to what we can see, touch, and control, meaning begins to collapse. We distract ourselves not because we are fulfilled, but because we are afraid to confront the deeper question, what happens when everything fades? But then Paul speaks a word that breaks through the darkness. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall all be changed. This is not something we discover. It is something God reveals. The Christian hope is not that we escape reality, but that reality itself will be transformed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, what is possible will put on imperishability. What is perishable, will put on imperishability. What is mortal will be clothed with immortality. As N.T. Wright beautifully puts it, the resurrection is not the reversal of death, but the defeat of death. This is the heart of Paul's message. Death is not denied, it is conquered. And so Paul dares to do something extraordinary. He taunts death. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The great enemy that has haunted humanity for generations is no longer the final authority. Through Christ, death has been swallowed up. Scripture confirms this hope elsewhere. In John 11:25, Jesus declares, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." This is not abstract theology. It is a promise that redefines how we live now. Because here is the turning point. If death is defeated, then your life is not in vain. Your prayers are not in vain. Your struggles, your sacrifices, your faithfulness in quiet places, none of it is wasted. That is why Paul concludes, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Think of a simple story. A woman caring for her family, working long hours, serving quietly in her church, often feels unseen. She wonders if her efforts matter. But one day, someone she encouraged years ago returns and says, "Your words kept me going." What seemed small was not wasted. In God's economy, nothing done in Christ is ever lost. So what does this mean for us today? It means we resist despair, not by pretending life is easy, but by remembering that death does not have the final word. It means we refuse to reduce our lives to momentary pleasures that fade as quickly as they come. It means we anchor our existence in something deeper, something eternal, something that outlives every fear, every failure, and even death itself. And yes, it also means we do not need to be afraid of death. Fear often comes from the unknown, from the sense that death is an end. But in Christ, death is not an end. It is a transition, a doorway, a passage into fullness of life. The resurrection of Jesus reframes death entirely. It is no longer a dark abyss, but a defeated enemy. There is a humorous line often attributed to Woody Allen, who once said, "I am not afraid of death, I just don't want to be there when it happens." It makes us laugh because it captures our human instinct. We are not just afraid of death itself, but of the experience, the uncertainty, and the loss of control. Yet the gospel gently but firmly speaks into that fear. You will not face death alone. The one who conquered the grave walks with you through it. For the Christian, death is not something to run from in terror, but something to face with quiet confidence. This does not mean we rush toward it or deny the pain it brings, but we refuse to let it define us. Because if Christ has defeated death, then even in dying we are not lost. We are found more fully in him. So we live differently. We love more deeply. We serve more boldly. We forgive more freely. Why? Because we know that nothing done in Christ is wasted and nothing entrusted to him is ever lost. Our lives are not fragile accidents. They are eternal investments. And so, instead of living cautiously, anxiously clinging to what we cannot keep, we live courageously, trusting the one we cannot lose. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where have you allowed the fear of loss or death to shape your choices? Number two, do you truly believe that your life in Christ has eternal significance beyond what you can see? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take one intentional act of faithfulness, encourage someone, serve quietly, pray deeply, not for immediate reward, but as a declaration that your life is rooted in eternity. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you have defeated death and given us victory. In moments of fear, remind us of your promise. In moments of doubt, strengthen our faith. Help us to live not for what fades, but for what lasts forever. Make us steadfast, immovable, and full of hope, knowing that in you, our labor is never in vain. Amen. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.